Talking about micro stress this morning with Dr. Julie Gowthorpe. I love the work here. I like my business. Personal life, very fulfilling. Try to take care of myself, but some days still feel stressed and for no clear reason. Could this be micro stress at work?
Yeah, it is. Micro stress, like we were just talking about with Miriam, it's sneaky, right? You might feel like everything is under control, but it could be those little things. One I hear about lots that stresses people out is they try to set something up with a friend, and they care about that person, but this friend is infamous for constantly canceling or leaving them unread. That's something that is highly stressful for people because it saps their mental energy. But if they were just to say, I'm so stressed by that, everybody like, wow, it's an overreaction. But if you think of it as a layering effect, I often think about stress. So those big events as like a shark, if you could just imagine a shark. So a shark, if you get bit by a major stress, it's going to hurt, right? Mm-hmm. But micro stress, when I was thinking of a comparison to that, it's more like piranha. You know, you could take one, but you can't take a school of them.
All right. So Julie, so I know that I have lots of micro stressors I want to share with you, but then I don't know also if it's because I'm a perfectionist. So I like to do things a certain way. And as a new mom, like many moms out there, you need to have like a very rigid timetable, right? So you have to be like, if the baby naps at this time, this gives me time to do the cleaning. This gives me time to do the cooking, the laundry, my own stuff as well. And then during the day, things happen that I don't plan for, or like maybe somebody at home or my husband, they try to help me do the chores for me, but then I don't like the way it's being done because I always feel like my way is the best way. And then I get more stressed when people are trying to help me because I feel like I'm being ungrateful. And then that gives me more stress as well. So is that a micro stressor or is that just over the top?
Well, that's a lot of, there is both in there. So those are some micro stressors. So first breathe. But there is a number of micro stressors you mentioned there in terms of that overscheduling. And so you're probably thinking things like, oh, it's just 2 minutes. I'll just get this done in 2 minutes. Okay, now I'm going to get this thing done. That's just going to be about 5 minutes. But all those moments add up. And at the same time, you've got competing interests, right? You've also got Diana, yes. Like you're saying, okay, I got to make sure she's tended to. I want to make sure I get this done. So it's this constant overtasking. Right? So that would be another micro stress. Mm-hmm. But then we justify it. Like we say to ourselves, it's only this, it's only that, you know, oh, it only happened that one time. And when we justify things, they don't seem harmful in the moment, right? We're just, well, that's just how it is. Yeah. But when you accumulate dozens and dozens of these micro stressors over the course of a week or even a day, like you just pointed out, mm-hmm. it's no wonder you and other people feel exhausted.
Awesome. Dr. Julie Gowthorpe joins us this morning. How can we fight back and to wrap things up?
Well, as we're talking about this morning, awareness is key. So good thing we're all listening, right? Start paying attention to those small, fleeting moments, Miriam, when you're rushing from thing to thing that seem harmless but can cause you to feel drained. Because once you identify them, you can begin to either eliminate them or reduce their impact. Your case, you might say, that's good enough. Like, yes, Derek mm-hmm. did not make the bed the way I wanted it made, but for today, it's good enough so that I'm not stacking things on
I'll
top
bear
of
that
others.
In mind.
Okay. Then you can set boundaries. For example, learn to say no when someone regularly unloads their problems on you. Another strategy is to create moments of recovery. So micro stresses don't trigger the same stress response in the brain, so you don't feel the need to recover in the same way. But that's exactly why you should schedule in moments of calm, take a short walk, meditation, or just taking a few breaths to reset. This can help your body and brain recover from those invisible stressors.
Thank you so much. So where can people reach you if they're feeling overwhelmed and micro stressed?
Well, check out our new website. It's just up. It's GowthorpeTherapist.com. And you can also give us a call at 613-962-1852.